I bought that hand loom from a woman in Skegness, and I went to buy it, and in fact I stayed there the night and we had supper. And her husband, who was very long-suffering, and he took me to one side and he said, look, buy the loom, but there's something else you could do. Could you persuade her to sell some of the wool? And what she'd done, this lady, and she was then about 75, is that she had been spinning all her life, but she had never used any of the wool. And every surface in the house, every drawer, every corner, was just piled with balls of hand-spun wool. I mean, there was literally, I would think there must have been a ton and a half of wool in the house. Every surface was covered with balls of wool.
She was just spinning wool.
Just spinning and never used it. And in her, in his, you know, exasperation, I suppose, her husband, over the years, had bought her knitting machines and this loom and various other things to try and encourage her to do something with this wool, but she refused. And she never used the loom, and she had several knitting machines. She'd never used those either. And she had never done anything with the wool. She just spun wool.
Do you know, that's hilarious. I think there's an awful lot of partners of knitters and hand spinners that I know who would thoroughly relate to
it
that.
It was extraordinary. I've never been. And the funny thing is,
did you take some of the yarn?
She wouldn't let me have any. No, God no.
And I went. She's hoarding it.
But the thing is, when I first went into the house, I thought it's very funny here because there were like these shapes all over the place. I thought, what the hell is it? And then I look at, I think there's a ball of wool. There's another one. Look, there's a ball. There's some here under the chair. There's some here on the table everywhere. And then gradually, I got used to it, and you realise that the entire house was just filled with balls of wool. And some of the balls of wool were quite very small. Some of them were half the size of a football.